up to an hour along multiple lines after a breakdown yesterday afternoon, right as people took their post-work commute. A train laden with passengers lost power near Virginia at around 4 p.m., causing hour-long delays along both directions of the Caboolture, Sunshine Coast and Redcliffe Peninsula lines. The train was towed to a Geebung station where passengers were finally able to get off.
A government report on Queensland's copper string transmission line project has revealed a cost blowout to almost $14 billion, four times what the state will spend on the Olympics. The project was expected to run a cost of $1.8 billion when it was announced in 2020. MP Robbie Katter has called for the operator, Powerlink, to step down from construction. Katter said that despite the fact the project was one of the most significant economic developments in the history of the region, it was being treated like a side project.
In national news, customers of superannuation company Australian Super say they had requested two-factor authentication repeatedly before hundreds of thousands of dollars was stolen by hackers. Australian Super was one of the worst hit funds in last month's hack on it and others, resulting in 600 of its customers being affected. In communication with customers requesting two-factor authentication, Australian Super representatives said they did not offer it on logins, only high-risk transactions.
It has been revealed that the Australian Federal Police forced a senior New South Wales police officer to sign a non-disclosure agreement after they discovered the motivation behind Sydney's fake terrorism plot was to influence prosecutions. This revelation came during the first hearing of an upper house inquiry into the relationship between the Dural caravan incident and parliamentary legislation debates. In early February, a parked caravan in Dural, Sydney, was found laden with explosives and a list of Jewish targets. The incident was originally thought to be an anti-Semitic terrorism event. However, state and federal police have now alleged the motivation beside the incident was part of an organised crime conspiracy to divert police resources. Police have alleged that the arson attacks and anti-Semitic graffiti in Sydney's east were also part of this broader conspiracy. The inquiry continues to explore whether Parliament was misled in the lead-up to the passing of New South Wales' controversial hate speech laws in February.
In international news, torrential rain and flooding has claimed the lives of at least 33 people in Kinshasa, the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo, after a river began overflowing Friday night. Residents were desperately attempting to flee the floodwaters, with some stranded on their cars and nearby infrastructure. Local residents expressed their anger towards authorities for being too slow to assist. In a statement, the president, Felix Tshisekedi, said, "We will not abandon you."
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. There is no fire danger today and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band.
That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
Thank you for that. Thanks for the update on that caravan nonsense down at Durack.
It is insane.
It really is. Now to help listeners out, for those that don't know, the allegation is that with the links to organised crime, is that what happens is there some hotshot, this is the allegation, there's some hotshot of organised crime that's in jail and they want more TV time.
Mm.
Right? So they orchestrate these things and then they report it, right, to the police, to the prosecutors, right, so that they can get more TV time. So that's the allegation. You know, there are some other allegations that it was actually planted by those that want to misinform.
Mm.
So from those within the community itself.
Yeah, wow.
Well, so that's an allegation as well. But I think the former one is a bit more true. Someone just wanted some more TV time, and then the press and the politicians have just gone and taken it way out of perspective. But it's wonderful to have the 4ZZZ news team keeping us informed on the truth.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Glad to be of service.
And we'll hear from you again at 11 a.m.
You will.
Thank you. And we'll be back here. We'll play some music and we'll be back here on Workers' Power 4ZZZ.
this next song contains words I don't know. Wowee! Some people might consider them offensive.